Nothing suggests summer like a game of softball. As part of our Summer Nights series, we're visiting Murdy Park in Huntington Beach, California, for a game of senior women's softball. It was a game between the Mighties and the Misfits. Gloria Hillard reports.
All right, let's go, ladies.
It's game night, and the Mighties team dugout is stacked with the usual gear, bats, gloves, knee guards, and homemade oatmeal and chocolate chip cookies. Diane Hine, second base, grabs her cleats. At 71, she's the oldest player on the team and still in love with the game she's played since grade school.
The competition, the playing, to see that you can still do it, you can actually bend over.
What, is it a way of life, girls?
Yeah.
Pitcher Pat Craig, 2 months shy of 70, says once she thought maybe she should stop playing the game.
And then I go, nah, I can't quit.
On her hand is one well-worn glove.
When you find a glove you like, you have a tendency to stay with it as long as you can.
When you find a game you love, you play it as long as you can. It's a perfect summer night with a touch of orange in the sky. The umpire sweeps home plate. The Mighties in bright turquoise t-shirts are up first. The Misfits in red take to the field. The pitcher lines up. In senior women's softball, there are only 7 innings and a few tweaks to the rules for safety's sake. As manager for the Misfits, 65-year-old Pat Bushman plays all positions. She says unlike the boys of summer, the women of senior softball play all year, including winter.
We used to joke when we were in our 40s and 50s that, you know, let's have a hot flash and we'll all get warm out here. But we're kind of past that now.
It's a time when camaraderie trumps competition. Sylvia Salazar started playing 12 years ago, following the death of her husband.
I just feel that it's all about being able to enjoy each other. And it's like a family. I mean, we take care of each other.
And they play a really good game of softball.
Don't hit like a girl.
All right, Elaine, clobber it. Hit it where they ain't. Yeah.
It's a grand slam. Cheering from the sidelines are John and Susie Seawright, self-described senior women softball groupies.
I love coming out here and watching them because partly because I know the ladies, you can hear them from here, and some of them are a little saltier than others.
This is the generation these women had to fight for their rights to play ball. And so watching them out here, they are fierce, they are ferocious, and it's so much fun. This is so much better than TV.
It's the top of the 7th.
Who bats after Diane?
The other team!
No.
In the last inning, both teams scored 2 runs. The Mighties take it 13-9, and then they all took to the field for a high five.
Nice game, ladies. Nice game.
Good game.
Nice running, you.
They head back to the dugout. The sun is just setting. Gloves tucked under their arms, it was time for pizza and beer. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.